Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperatures at 68 degrees now.
That is above our expected high for the day, but similar weather than to yesterday, partly sunny skies.
A northeast Wisconsin woman just steps away from the Washington Navy Yard when former reservist Aaron Alexis opened fire and killed a dozen people before he was shot dead. Valen Coons, a native of Oconto County, was headed to work yesterday morning, but she missed a bus and got to the office late after the shooting began. She said when she got there, people were running out and screaming, "Shooter, shooter." Her parents live in Brilliant. They were immediately concerned once they heard of the incident. They contacted their daughter on Facebook. She immediately called to say that she was okay. She has worked at the Washington Navy Yard for about the past 5 years.
Meanwhile, we're learning more about the shooter. Both the FBI and the New York Police Department are interviewing his family. New York reporter Linda Schmidt has details.
Back in 2002, Alexis lived at Kew Gardens Hills, Queens. A neighbor tells us that he lived here with his mom, brother, and sister.
Very quiet family. No noise complaints, nothing like that.
But 2 years later, a police report in Seattle, Washington, paints a different picture of Alexis. He was charged with shooting out the tires of a car owned by construction workers because he felt they had mocked and disrespected him. Then 3 years ago, Alexis was arrested for firing his gun in Fort Worth, Texas. A woman who lived in the apartment above him said he fired a shot through her floor and that he had confronted her in the past for being too loud. But Alexis told police that his gun accidentally went off while he was cleaning it.
Well, all of the public school districts in Sheboygan County have met state performance standards. Department of Public Instruction today issued report cards for all public schools and districts for the past school year. The last school year, the Elkhart, Lakeland, Beulah, and Oostburg school districts exceeded state expectations. All other districts met the standards. Of 51 individual schools in Sheboygan County, three significantly exceeded expectations. They were Kohler High School, Cleveland Elementary, and A2 Charter School. Four schools were listed as meeting few expectations: James Madison Elementary, Mosaic Middle School, Ideas High School, and Washington Elementary, which has since closed. Now, all of the other schools in the county met or exceeded the expectations.
The city of Sheboygan's 2014 budget is ready for the public hearing. Chief Administrative Officer Jim Amodio told the city council last night that barring any changes, the city portion of the tax rate will go up about 10 cents per thousand.
At the time we put the estimate together, is between 9.5 and 10 cents was the estimate to cover the $293,000. But again, we didn't have all of the state information in, which we're getting in now. So we believe we should be okay with a 9.5 to 10 cent increase.
A dime increase would mean an additional $15 on a $150,000 home to pay for services in the city of Sheboygan. 57% of next year's budget will go for police and fire, while public works will account for 30%. The public hearing on the budget is set for October 7th, with final passage 2 weeks later.
Well, the first of three public input sessions on the future of downtown Sheboygan, set for tonight at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center at 6 o'clock. Planning and Development Director Chad Pelishek said the city's consultant will be there to take the input and incorporate it into a plan which will be completed by year's end.
It's one of the first of the three public open houses to gather input from residents and community members as to what they would like to see in the downtown and some of the current trends and different developments that could come to the downtown over the course of the next 2 years or 3 years when we start implementing this plan.
The goal is to develop a plan for development of the Harbor Center Business Improvement District, which includes the A Street corridor from Indiana Avenue to Ontario.
Syria's main opposition group is demanding international action following the UN report confirming chemical weapons were used. But in Damascus, the regime continues to deny they were behind it. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither reports from the Middle East Bureau.
Syria's opposition national coalition welcomed the UN report, arguing it offered damning and irrefutable evidence that the chemical weapons attack last month was the work of the regime. This accusation is backed up by US, French and British intelligence reports. The Syrian government point the finger at rebel groups, as does their ally Russia. Meanwhile, in the suburbs of Damascus, where that attack took place, a group of volunteers crouch over sewing machines in a homemade factory. They're making their own gas masks and giving them out for free, just in case poisonous gas is used again. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A plea deal is being sought on 16 of the 26 charges that a Sheboygan man is facing for allegedly torturing his family over several years. 40-year-old Lau Jin has pled innocent by insanity to all but one of the 26 counts. If there is a plea deal, it would avoid a trial, which is scheduled to get underway tomorrow. He's accused of whipping, punching, and terrorizing his five children, ages 6 to 14. Jin remains in jail under a $750,000 bond.
Officials with the Better Business Bureau are putting out a warning for scams tied to the Affordable Care Act. Scammers are calling homes, saying they're ready to give you your Obamacare card. All they need is your personal information. BBB Madison Director Kimberly Hazen says these are the latest in the never-ending string of phishing scams.
Just like we get these bogus emails from our so-called credit card company asking for our credit card account, that's a phishing attempt. They're trying to get personal information, glean information from you willingly, by posing as somebody official.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Partly sunny skies and highs remaining in the 60s, a little warmer than yesterday.
And currently we are at 68 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.